is Roberto for Freak Radio Santa Cruz, reporting 7 a.m. on July 21st from Genoa. It's a quiet morning right now after a pretty heated day. Looks like a bit more citizen activity today. Things are moving around. It looks like a bit more of a normal business day going on here. It was, as far as we know, it was a quiet night. Didn't get any reports from Indy Media that I know of any activity going on. Not much police presence out this morning either. Although there seems to be some activity headed towards station Brignoli, which is one of the train stations where there was a lot of activity yesterday nearby. It's close to the red zone and where a couple of different attempts to enter the red zone were made. One group did get into the red zone slightly yesterday, a group called the Pink Block. A woman scaled a fence despite, I guess, being, from the videos, lots of water cannons and so on, and there was some brief entrance into the red zone, but not very far. Latest activity since my last report, I guess, the Conversion Center is where the Genoa Social Forum sort of welcomes people, and there's an eating area there, and there's a band area where some groups and Manu Chao gave a concert on Wednesday night before the Migrants March on Thursday. Actually, I'm one day off. That was the night before. I'm sorry. Let's see, near the Convergence Center about 8:30, the Pink Block was returning. They had been turned away by police trying to get back toward the Convergence Center for a couple of hours. Finally, I guess they let them through, and they made it back. And then soon after they got back, right across the street from the Convergence Center, there was a travel agency that was set ablaze on the ground floor, and an Audi building broken out and so on. Not necessarily any relation to those people. It's just that's the timing at which it happened. There were already about 5,000 to 7,000 people at the Convergence Center at that time. Anyway, confirmations. We do have one person that had been killed, a young man. There's conflicting reports. There's confirmed reports of a woman in critical condition in the hospital, but conflicting reports of whether she's actually died or not at this point. That's the only news of injuries that we have. We haven't heard anything on arrests. I don't know if it's been on the local TV or not. I don't have access to or let's say easy access to the mainstream web lines, so I'm not sure what's been reported there. At a bit of a disadvantage here, because I don't speak Italian and I'm unfamiliar with the city of Genoa, so I have to find my sources and my way around sort of simultaneously here, so doing the best I can. Today is the big march that's planned, and it remains to be seen whether turnout will meet the previous expectations, will exceed them, or be lower after yesterday's activity, which was, chaotic at points and a lot of people on edge, especially at the Independent Media Center. There was a couple of times in which lots of police were very close and members felt the place was going to be taken under siege and so on. So I'm a bit tired. I didn't make it back to my hotel room last night. I had to sleep in a gym that's at a school that's been provided for demonstrators from outside, because my hotel room was in an area about 2 kilometers away, and I couldn't safely get there. So I'm heading there now. Anyway, that's the report here from Genoa. As I said, activity starting to pick up here now, a little more police activity too as I'm nearing the station, the train station. Anyway, that's it from Genoa. This is Roberto for Freak Radio Santa Cruz.